bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Biking is fun for the sake of biking, but as a bike commuter primarily, I'm excited about how our bikeways connect you to local gems. Focusing this month on Tucson's first bike boulevards, 4th Ave and Fontana, that have hosted past Ciclovia events, we're touring the corridor, talking to local artists and business owners to get their take on its sights and sounds.
I'm Kellen. We are at Wooden Tooth Records.
And this is Jake Sullivan.
Wooden Tooth Records is one of many local businesses that make the 4th Ave corridor an enjoyable place to walk and bike. Finding treasures like
new and used vinyl. We sell our own merch. We have like several shirt designs, hats, totes, pins, enamel pins, patches, accessories for vinyl like cleaning supplies and sleeves, slip mats.
Wooden Tooth has been on the avenue for 6 years. From its original location out of Cafe Passe, eventually moving to their current spot on 7th Street off of 4th Avenue.
Yeah, I think the bigger space has allowed us to kind of grow at our own pace, maybe. And for a long time allowed us to have in-store performances and live music. Things that we're not really doing so much right now, but were really fun and probably will come back in some form. But we're definitely a really important part of allowing people to connect with the store and give us a little bit of our own unique identity as a record store.
With a long history playing in the Tucson music scene, co-owner Kellen Fortier was well equipped to curate this month's Ciclovia soundtrack to 4th Ave.
So I wanted to put a feature on some local band, so I tried to keep it like at least about halfway local. When listening to stuff, trying to pick songs, I was just kind of thinking of what I would want to be listening to on bike rides at different times of the day. So there's some that would be there's a Golden Boots song that's a perfect night ride song. I think it's from an album called Night Drives, but that can also be applied to riding a bike. And then I picked some other stuff that was just stuff I've been listening to lately, things that maybe have gone under the radar for people, just newer releases of just some interesting stuff.
You may have heard Wooden Tooth's playlist bumping from portable speakers on Ciclovia group rides this month. Streaming it via the Ciclovia website or finding it on the KXCI page might bring back memories of Ciclovia on 4th Ave in between events.
Coming downtown, surrounding Ciclovia,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Ciclovia days are always good for 4th because of that. Afterwards people are wanting to go hang out. And
it's like a family day out.
Yeah, end up eating and drinking on 4th. And then maybe stumbling in and buying a record or two.
Records, ideally.
If you needed another reason to skip the crazy car traffic and packed parking lots on so-called Black Friday this year, there are plenty of promotions to bike to on 4th Ave.
Record store day. Part two, the Black Friday Record Store Day is this month.
That's on Black Friday?
It's on Black Friday. It's a cool day for us and for record lovers because they put out a bunch of releases that are limited edition, only to be released that day. Once they sell out, they're gone.
Until then, queue up Wooden Tooth's Ciclovia playlist to prepare for a ride on 4th and Fontana. The eclectic mix, including songs from lots of local bands, is the perfect companion this month.
I curating things, so I feel I really love having a record store for that reason, because it's I can bring stuff in that I love and be passionate about sharing it with other people.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.